Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour of the program happening right now. And Trevor, if you're toloing right now, you're on our you-know-what list.
Oh, yeah.
I left it up to him.
And the fact that he was here like 7 minutes ago, it's not like he's been gone for an hour and a half.
5 minutes ago, I think he walked out the door.
Empty net for Florida as they're down 4-3 with a minute left in the third period.
Okay. And here I am trying to get him a hookup on a catalytic converter. Yeah. I see how it is, Trevor.
We see how it is.
He about to get an elbow from the top turnbuckle.
Well, let's elbow the. We got Mary Jane Jett in studio. We got a khaki cat.
Turn your microphone on, new guys. Turn your microphone on. There we go.
Let's go ahead and play that music because we've got a super fun extra credit here coming up for y'all. Ring the bell.
Fred!
And Blake!
It's a merry-go-round, you dumb dumbass. Do you need the dumb front of the dumbass?
I did his homework. Not like he bullied me. He just kind of redumbed it.
Okay.
I've never even heard that word in my life.
But as my own personal form of punishment, I figured out how you're going to earn that extra credit.
All right, let's go! Here we go!
I'm ready. I hope you guys are ready at home. 877-881-1053. That is the way to text and play along. If you think you know Texas, then this is your moment to shine. We're going to see if Mary Jane Jett or Khaki Kev knows their Texas history a little
bit. All I'm going to say is this before we continue. We got music? Okay, here we go. We may give Trevor a pass
for his reason. He texts your reason.
Exactly. Okay. Well, so if that's the case,
it better be.
If that's the case, Trevor, who by the way is toloing, he is a fatty. So I will give him that. If this reason is correct that he had to bounce, I'm good with
would've
it.
Would have loved a little. Could
have just said, "Hey boys, wish me luck tonight."
Yeah.
Would have been nice. Yeah. Would have been nice.
You're showing the fan.
Would have been nice. Just saying.
He did go in there. He was saying, like, "Hey, I'm thinking about going. What's the deal?" And we were like, "Hey, if you got to go, you got to go." He was straight up about it.
Well, there'll be no rolling over or straight up in this extra credit because this is how this works. Jet, I'm going to read a question. You're going to answer the question.
Fred's keeping score.
Me and Fred will go back and forth asking the questions, being the mediators, and it'll be whoever. Oh my God, Florida's tied it up.
Whoa, we missed that.
We missed that. We sure did.
4-4.
Free hockey, guys. Free hockey.
Looks like this game is going to go into overtime, barring a crazy goal with zero time left on the clock. We're going to overtime here.
That's bonkers, dude. All right, let's go.
Okay, first question. We'll go to Jeff.
Okay.
Texas trivia. Bucky's gas stations are famous for selling all kinds of crazy things.
Yeah.
I'm going to list four things. You have to tell me which one they do not sell.
Ooh, okay.
Pickled quail eggs, deer corn, a tackle box, like a fishing tackle box, and lottery tickets. What do they not sell?
It wouldn't surprise me if they just like held out on lottery tickets.
Okay. Is that what you want?
Maybe they're too classy where's for lottery tickets.
Is that your final answer?
Do you want to lock it in or do you want to change
something
else?
What was that first one again? What was that first
pickled quail eggs, deer corn, tackle
I know they,
box.
I think they have deer corn. I think they have a tackle ticket. Box. Pickled quail eggs.
Oh, what's your answer?
Let's go lottery tickets. I think they're too classy for them. There we go.
That is correct. Lottery tickets is correct.
Mary Jane Jett on the board.
Does not believe in selling lottery tickets. The founder believed that it slowed down the checkout process and made the experience less family friendly.
I appreciate
that's
that.
That's what I thought. They're all like family oriented.
Well done by him. All right.
They'll get you spending money in like 5 minutes.
All right. Khaki Kev, here we go. Whataburger was founded in which Texas city? Austin, Corpus Christi, San Antonio, or Beaumont?
I know it.
So you said San Antonio, Corpus Christi, Beaumont, or which one?
Austin, Corpus Christi, San Antonio, or Beaumont?
I'm going to say Beaumont.
Nope.
I know what you did. That's good.
Chance to steal
Corpus
Mary Jane Jett.
Corpus Christi.
Oh, Kevin in a
new guy, Mary Jane Jett.
Is this Pacers versus Thunder right now?
Boy. All right.
You never seen the picture of the original? It looks like just the barn roof.
Wow.
That's down in Corpus Christi.
There you go.
I'll give you a .5 if you can tell me who the founder is.
That's where you got me. I don't know the founder.
Harmon Dobson opened the first Whataburger in 1950. He wanted a burger so big you needed two hands to hold it. Pause. Okay. Let's go on to Mary Jane Jett. Trying to take a 3-0 lead.
Go.
You also, fun fact, we added this extra credit. If you answer without the
You get 2 points.
You get 2 points.
If you know the answer right away without the extra credit.
Okay.
The phrase, don't mess with Texas, originally referred to what? Border security? Anti-littering efforts? A secession slogan? Or a gun rights campaign?
Ooh. I know currently it's for litter, trash, etc. What it was first founded as? What was that third one?
A secession slogan.
That's just like, don't.
Yeah, we're leaving the states.
I'll take it. I'll do it like some Texas history.
Secession slogan? That's your
secession
final answer?
Secession slogan.
Not what we're looking for.
Wrong.
Kevin Walker.
It was used for littering purposes.
Oh, it was the original.
You said it. You had it on your lips, but you decided to go in a different direction. Khaki Kev.
Pulling that.
In a huge, I mean, I'll tell you what, that was needed. That was, because you were about to go down 3-0, and we're looking at maybe, is it Goodnight Irene? Okay, here we go. Question number four. Which of these is the official small mammal of Texas? A, prairie dog. B, nine-banded armadillo.
Armadillo.
Final answer.
That is correct.
My man's on a heater. Okay, my man's on a heater. All right, don't count him out. Khaki Kev, back in the mix. 2-2. We got ourselves a ball game, boys.
All righty, this is a big question for you.
Here we go.
Which holiday originated in Texas?
Ooh.
Interesting.
A, Veterans Day. B, Juneteenth. C, Memorial Day.
Juneteenth.
Come on, my boys. Invited to the cookout.
Mary Jane Jett.
In Galveston. The dirty water.
And he got it. It was in Galveston?
Wow.
Double bang. Mike Breen.
To the kickout. Did I say kickout?
Cookout.
Hello. Fred's trying to read and talk at the same time. Hasn't worked well for me in the past. All right, here we go.
What's the score?
It is 3-2. Mary Jane Jett. But Kevin can get right back into it with this next question. Which of the following has never been a real name for part of Texas? A, Republic of Texas. B, Coahuila y Texas. C, Lone Star Republic. Or D, Western Confederacy of Texas.
I'm going to say the last option, Western Confederacy of Texas.
All he does is win, no matter what.
Shout out to you, Kev. I did not think you'd get that.
Goodness, we've got ourselves a barn burner. 3-3.
Here we go.
Okay, I think you can get this one without the multiple choice. So let me know if you need it.
Okay.
Ooh.
Dr. Pepper was invented in which Texas city?
Waco.
Wow. Wow.
I've been to the factory.
Double pointer. You're driving through Waco without going to the Dr. Pepper factory?
Just got the two-pointer on that one.
Okay, this is big for Kev. Maybe he can get a two-pointer right back. We're rolling through these.
Okay. Okay. And maybe he knows this without, I mean, you know, we'll
Could
see.
Be.
Which Texas town is known as the barbecue capital of Texas?
I mean, go ahead and read them out.
A, Lockhart. B, Austin. C, Luling. D, Fort Worth. E, White Settlement.
I knew White Settlement was coming.
I would say, so Fort Worth, Austin, Luling, and what was the other one?
Lockhart.
Hmm, something's telling me. I'll go with Lockhart.
Oh! Oh, I was a little nervous there. I thought you might trip and fall. You get the point, and that's all that matters. 5-4, Mary Jane Jett holds on to a one-point advantage.
Jet.
Do I not get 2 points, by the way, for answering Armadillo without you finishing all of them?
All right, we did read A. So it's before the multiple choices.
We did read A. We did read A. We did read A.
Jet, the Texas state capitol is taller than which landmark? The Texas state capitol is taller than which landmark? The White House, the U.S. Capitol, the Statue of Liberty, or the Empire State Building's antenna?
I will go with the Statue of Liberty. I think it's in the water, a little lower. Statue of Liberty, lock it in.
Not what we were looking for that answer.
Incorrect. We are looking for something else. Khaki Kev, this is your chance to steal and tie this thing back up at 5. The Texas State Capitol is taller than which landmark? The White House, the U.S. Capitol, the Statue of Liberty, or the Empire State Building's antenna?
Okay, I heard the answer choices. What is it? What are we asking?
The Texas State Capitol
I'm going to go White House.
Oh.
No points awarded.
I'll tell you what. I'll give you a chance for another point. What rapper said, if it was up to me, I'd paint the White House black?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If it was up to me, I'd paint the White House black.
I don't know that.
MC Breed is the answer we're looking for on that one. 0 for 2, but you know what? That last one was
we were looking for fun. The U.S. Capitol.
The actual answer to the question is the U.S. Capitol. Okay. Let's see.
Good. I skipped a couple that were not good.
I saw that.
I think the one after it's a good one.
Well, I'm going to go with number 14.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to go with number 14. Is this back to you, Khaki?
I thought yes, so. Yes.
Yeah, no, because that's right, because I'm asking you questions. Okay, so you can tie this back up. Who was killed in Texas by lawmen in 1934? Was it A, Jesse James, B, Bonnie and Clyde, C, Billy the Kid, or D, John Dillinger?
Do you have any idea, or is this about to be a guess?
This is going to be, you said killed by who?
Texas lawmen, a.k.a. Texas Rangers.
I'm going to go and Bonnie and Clyde.
Noah Dulles Garcia.
Yep. What is wrong with my bell? What is wrong with my bell?
That's the most silent bell ever.
That's correct. The correct answer.
The moderator.
Was.
That's correct. Tucks the suit back in.
After having a bell fiasco.
Okay,
that is correct. We are knotted up at five.
That one's too easy. What was the name? No, that's too easy as well. Okay, we can do this one. Jet, what beverage is considered Texas's national drink?
National drink.
You want me to read the answer?
Read them out. Yeah.
A, margarita. B, sweet tea. C, ranch water. D, Lone Star beer.
Ooh. I don't know if Lone Star was that original. I know that ranch water. Anytime you go to a restaurant in Texas, they got that ranch water. That's what the gut says. That's what we're going with. Ranch water.
Not the answer we're looking
sweet
for.
Sweet tea.
Today,
ranch sweet tea.
Water. Oh. Sweet tea?
I didn't know if we were southern enough for sweet tea.
Sweet tea. That's my guess.
You guys are both wrong.
That's what I thought.
The correct answer we were looking for was margarita.
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 Well, that's what we drink in West Settlement, so.
Okay. Okay. Here we go. The first word spoken from the moon was... A, freedom. B, Texas. C, Houston. Or D, Earth.
Houston. As in Houston, we have landed.
See, I was going to skip that one. I felt like that was pretty easy. But
I feel like there's different. I mean, you could have said anything.
But did I get it right? Or
did I you did, okay. Actually. Yeah. You did. They didn't say Houston, we've landed. They said Houston, Tranquility Base here, the Eagle. Has landed.
Well, I got what I needed right.
So there you go. Khaki Kev.
What's the score?
After being down 2-0.
Good questions tonight, guys.
Is now on a 6-3 run. Now takes his first lead of the day.
Oh, it's
6-5.
6-5 right now? Okay.
6-5.
Jet, which fast food chain is headquartered in San Antonio? Okay. A, Chick-fil-A. B, Raising Cane's. C, Taco Cabana. And D, Dairy Queen.
It's going to have to be a guess here. I'm leaning. What was the last one? Dairy Queen?
Mm-hmm.
The stop sign of Texas. That's all I got. That's all my brain knows. Stop sign of Texas, Dairy Queen.
Not the answer we're looking for today.
I'm telling you what.
Can he take a 2-point lead and put this thing on ice? Which fast food chain is headquartered in San Antonio? Khaki Kev, is it A, Chick-fil-A? Is it B, Raising Cane's? Is it C, Taco Cabana? Or is it D, Dairy Queen?
Well, we already got Dairy Queen off the board. I'm going to go with Chick-fil-A.
You guys are
hot garbage tonight. Taco Cabana was the answer we're looking for. Okay, here we go. Let's see. If you get this one right, you win. Jet, if you steal it, then we will have a toss-up. Which of these Khaki Kevin is a real Texas law for the win? Is it A, it's illegal to milk someone else's cow? B, you can't wear spurs in church? C, blue jeans are banned in the Capitol? Or D, you must own a horse to vote in county elections?
I want to say that's probably one of the best questions.
That's a tough one.
Because those all could be very plausible.
All very real. All very real. Now, there's one that kind of stands out. That's like, okay, that's obviously not statistically considering. We just had an early voting just a week or so ago. Right. But so which one of these is a real Texas law for the win? Illegal to milk someone else's cow? Can't wear spurs in church? Blue jeans banned in the Capitol? Or you must own a horse to vote in county elections?
Man, this is really hard, and I'm surprised if anyone actually knows this. I'm going to go...
for the win.
I'm going to go... it's tough. I'm going to go no spurs in church.
That is incorrect. Mary Jane Jett for the steal, and then a toss-up.
Here we go.
Florida Panther style, empty net. Can you tie this thing up?
I'm glad he said spurs in church. That's what I was thinking.
That's what you were going with.
So it's either blue jeans in the Capitol or...
illegal to milk someone else's cow, or you must own a horse to... to vote in county elections. Which of these is a real Texas law?
Texas is real big on their cattle. There's a reason they're called the Longhorns. I'm thinking that. I'm going to go with you can't milk someone else's cow.
It's illegal to milk someone else's cow? Final answer?
It is illegal to milk someone else's cow.
Oh my goodness, yes! This guy has forced overtime. We've got free extra credit. We've got free extra credit. So here's the deal. Here's the deal. Blake is going to read another question. This is that. It's real simple, boys. You're just going to blurt out an answer.
Here we go.
Okay, you ready? What animal appears on the Texas state steel? Or seal, excuse me. Texas state seal. A, longhorn. B, bald eagle. C, star surrounded by olive and live oak branches. D,
star surrounded by olive and oak. Yeah.
That's it.
There you go.
That's it. And in a stunning backing curve,
mouth wide open, pull out the Reggie Miller choking.
Oh, man.
Wow. First one.
What? I mean, what a contest. And just when you thought Khaki Kev was ready to take the dub.
Take it. SGA style. Just let Tyrese Halliburton come into his place.
Misses the two free throws, and then our own Mary Jane Jett with the steal and the final win. What a victory, ladies and gentlemen. 7-6 is the final score. Mary Jane Jett wins his debut here on Extra Credit. Coming up next, top five. Tell you what, top five Father's Day gifts. Sound good? Top five Father's Day gifts coming up next. Don't go anywhere. This is the Fan After Dark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.